I think the key differences are these. The PLC program, or price loss coverage, kicks in or is triggered when prices fall below the reference price contained in the farm bill for a given commodity. And these programs cover 21 different commodities. So for somebody that grows one of those commodity crops, PLC may be a good choice. The ARC program, the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program, covers revenue losses on either a county basis or a whole farm basis. So it's a slightly different philosophy, but both of them taken with crop insurance and other risk management tools, I think, represent a good example of the USDA safety net. And for, you know, various parts of the country, and I won't necessarily characterize which might be better for a certain region, you know, we've seen a little bit more activity in one program or another. But these should really be viewed in the context of an overall risk management strategy that a farmer will adopt for his or her operation and should be done in the context of crop insurance that they may already cover. Taken that way, you know, rather than just viewed in the near term as which program is going to give me the biggest payout, is probably a better way to do it, because once these decisions are made, they'll last the life of the farm bill, which is not due to expire until 2018.
He says one of the best ways to find out more is by going to the USDA website.
That's USDA.gov, and on the very front page, there's a link to the farm bill. And from that link, you can go to these various web tools, or fact sheets, or other materials. They will also take you to the FSA page, which has all of that information as well.
Or stop by your local FSA office. But again, Tuesday, April 7th is the deadline to update your yield history or reallocate base acres to make your choice between the ARC or PLC programs. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.